This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة. سبحان الله. Look what Qatada said, رحمه الله. أذل الله ابن آدم بالموت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the son of Adam in a state of humiliation because of death. وَجَعَلَ الدُّنْيَا. And he made the dunya for the son of Adam a place where he lives and dies. You're born in it and you die in it. The scholars, by the way, say, why did Allah say death before life? He created الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Why? For you to remember that what awaits all of us is what? Death. Another explanation, by the way, قالوا لأن الموت هو الأصل. We go through four stages. No mention. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا. But he had no mention. He had no existence. He did not exist. Then you were called to life. Then you will die. And then you will rise again and never die. But hopefully you're going to be in the right place. Because there is a bad place out there where actually they will wish to die. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ. They will call upon the warden, the angel who's in charge of hell. لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. Can your Lord make us die? قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. No, you're staying. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How in the world do you make sense disbelieving in Allah? وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. When you were dead. فأحياكم. Then he given you life. ثم يميتكم. Then he will cause you to die. ثم يحيي. Look at this number here. There are three of them that you can establish. There is only one missing out of these four, which the people do not believe in, is the resurrection. But already the three, already you can prove the three. You were dead. You came to life. Can you deny death? Can you? So what is left? And there are people who do not believe in it. One of them came to the Prophet, after we become bones, الذي خلقكم أول مرة. Can you go into how he created you first? الذي خلق الموت والحياة. One of the explanations, إخوة, I came across, I believe in الجلالين, خلقكم للموت. He created you to die. And think about it. Because quite frankly, we were asked to talk about death. صحيح ولا لا? What is the problem with people? They forgot about death. They cannot deny it. But they are what? In a state of what? I call it ghafla. The word forgetfulness, ghafla is heedlessness. You see the difference between heedlessness, al-ghafla, and nisyan? In nisyan, we're not held accountable for it. That you forget something, khalas, inna Allah, Allah has pardoned my ummah for what they forget. But al-ghafla, what al-ghafla? Al-ghafla that you know it, but you care less. You're not caring about it. That's al-ghafla. That's al-ghafla. This is al-ghafla, heedlessness. It's called heedlessness, state of heedlessness. That you know that there is something out there, but you what? You don't do something about it. Like, that's why you're supposed to do what? You're supposed to talk about death. Actually, there are some practices in the religion that was legislated just to remember death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I banned you earlier from visiting the graves. Now go visit the grave. Why? كنت قد نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور ألا فزورها فإنها تذكركم بالموت في لفظ بالموت. It will remind you of death. عودوا المريض. Visit the sick. واتبعوا الجنائز. Follow the janazas. فإنها تذكركم بالموت. It will remind you of death. أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات الموت. Mention in abundance the destroyer of all pleasures, death. الوقت in some communities when you talk about death, don't be pessimistic, you know. Talk a lot about life. talk about fun. طب ما هو الذي خلق ها الله did not say خلق الحياة والموت. خلق الموت والحياة. الحياة الحياة الثانية. The next life. Why are we here? ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. We're here to be tested. And remember this, يا إخوة. The test in two areas. بسموه الابتلاء القدري. The test pertaining to your qadr. Qadr. Allah, you did not choose your birthday. You did not choose your father, mother. You did not choose your birthplace. Nor you choose your death or where you will die. All of this is written, by the way. you have no say about this. It's already what qadr. Now, if it is good, then you should be what? Should be what? Grateful. طيب. If it is not according to you, according to you, then you should be what? Patient. عجبا لأمر المؤمن فإن أمره كله له خير. I'm amazed at the lifestyle of a believer. It's all good for him. إن أصابته ضراء صبر. When he's inflicted with a calamity, he's patient. By the way, you don't have to accept الرضا, عبودية الرضا. There are two servitudes when you're afflicted with a calamity. The first servitude that you have to exercise patience. Then after patience comes what? You accept. خلاص قدري هذا ربنا ابتلاني ده خلاص حرضة. الرضا يعني takes time. You accepting it takes time. ولذلك يا إخوة I came across this beautiful. You know when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son Ibrahim died, what happened? He stood by his bedside and tears came down. I believe Abdurrahman ibn Auf was standing next to him radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يعني even you cry? He said, إِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَا يَحْزَنْ. The heart grieves. وَإِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ. The eyes shed tears. وَإِنَّ لِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُنُونَ. And we're saddened because of your death, O Ibrahim. وَلَكِنْ لَا نَقُولُ مَا يُغْضِبُ الرَّبِّ. But I'm not going to say anything which would reflect my, displeasure with Allah's, or being not contented with Allah's decree. I'm going to accept Allah's decree. There is one of the predecessors, his name is Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad. Pay attention to this. كلام هذا يعني Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad used to have a son, his name is Ali. So pious and righteous, this young man. They tell you when he would pray behind the Imam and the Imam would recite verses about عذاب and he would get shocked in the Salah. فعلي died. So while Al-Fudayl is burying him, he's laughing. So that's cool. Al-Fudayl is known for his righteousness and piety. The Prophet is crying and Al-Fudayl, أيهما أكمل? Who is complete here? قالوا رسول الله. They said the Messenger of Allah. Why? Because he went into the sequence. Al-Fudayl, the sequence, what? He got al-rida before what? Al-sabr. Before al-sabr, then what? This is the natural course. But Al-Fudayl, what? He messed up al-ubudiyat. Don't we have sometimes people who are really hit with a calamity and then he's like, don't we see? That's exactly what happened. But basically, you're supposed to be what? Patient. That's why Shia Rawafid every year. What happened? The death of Al-Husayn been hundreds of years now. You should be having rida now. بقدر الله. قدر الله خلاص قدر. But you go back now and you... There is no need for this. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوك. So the first area of test is the area of al-qadr. In my opinion, this is an easy area, because quite frankly, what are you going to do? Allah ordained the moon, you that this is going to happen to you. You tell me what. من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة يعمل يا شيخ عيد فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ. أنت متضايق من قدر الله، اعمل حبل كده في أروب in the ceiling وموت روح، هتعمل إيه؟ ما هو القدر، the test in the area of القدر is easy quite frankly, but it takes إيمان. Here is the second area where we're tested, which is actually the most difficult. The shar'i test. الابتلاء الشرعي. Why it's difficult? Because we have a freedom choice. Allah giving liya al-amana. Which the heavens and the earth refused what? إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ which is the freedom of choice. They call the freedom. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الإيه؟ الإنسان. اللي هو الإنسان، الإنس والجن. جن and إنس. Say لا إله إلا الله. Let me think about it. But the heavens and the earth and the rest of the creations. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالت إيه أتينا إيه طائعين. Allah said to the heavens and the earth, would you like to have the freedom of choice? لا 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 no please. So the type of test, الابتلاء الشرعي is difficult. They have a freedom of choice. Look at the angels. Why the angels are not in trouble? Why? Because they don't have what? لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يخافون ربهم من فوقهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Angels don't. Add to this, we have enemies. I call them the three. The first enemy is right here. Inside you, nafs. Allah giving you a nafs that wants what? The share in the dunya. Akhira nafs? No, 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 now. I want now. Ya nafs aib, fi hellfire or fi. Ya fatah ba'a khalas. Allah knows. The first enemy is your nafs. Then comes in what? Your jinni. Everyone has a jinni. And then comes in what? The human jinni. The human shaytan, يعني. وفي شياطين الإنس وشياطين الجن. هو الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. قال سفيان الثوري أحسن عمل أي أخلصه وأصوبه. You noticing يا إخوة that Allah did not say أحسن أعمالا. It's not plural. It's what? Singular. By the way, we're all in this life looking for one عمل which will save us. Don't think that we're after quality, after quantities. You're really after one عمل which will save you. ولذلك أيكم أحسن عملا. Now focus on sincerity and focus on adhering to the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهو العزيز الغفور. Now if you fail the test, if you fail the test, العزيز will deal with you. The mighty. And if you pass the test, then you're going to get what? الغفور. That tells you also, regardless of what you do, you excel, sincerity, you still need what? Maghfira. No one is perfect. Inshallah, we'll continue this. This is, tafsir, ya ikhwa Allah, is one of the most fascinating subjects. Subhanallah. So inshallah, we'll continue, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, with tafsir surah al-mulk. But remember, we stopped at verse number 3. هو الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
أنت إبراهيم.